And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. Hope you are having a great day. Currently outside, it is 66 degrees, and we hope you are having a good day. And joining us in studio at the same time as they do every week, we have the folks in from Skank Insurance. And in studio with us today is Charles Skank and Jason Owens. Guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning, Jason. I have a Bible verse to share from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. One of the most repeated phrases in Scripture, or very frequently repeated, is fear not. And it says here that the God has not given us a spirit of fear. And if we're feeling fearful, it's easy to think, you know, I have a lot of reasons to be fearful. And there is a lot of things going on in our world, a lot of unrest, a lot of uncertainty. But our confidence is to be in God and firmly placed and planted in Him. And so while we are, you know, tending to be fearful, many times because we don't have control of everything. We don't have all the wheels, the steering wheel of the world in our hand. We're sort of at its mercy. But at the same time, God is with us. God loves us. And I just want to encourage us to be encouraged and to be of a sound mind.
All right. So that's a good verse to think about and a good thought to start out the show today. And Charles, what are we discussing today? It sounds like we have a few things to discuss.
Well, it's good to have Jason Owens with us. He is the anchor here of our Coffeyville office. And Dad or Landon or I have been in and out of the office, but he is sort of the face of it, but
we're in trouble.
Well, it's been great to have him on our team. And so, Jason, what do you have on your mind?
Well, you know, Charles, we were talking on the way over. You know, I had a lady come in, just turned 65, and all of a sudden had a rather large prescription drug bill. You know, several hundred dollars, and she was shocked by it. And you know, fortunately, we were able to get her taken care of, and she didn't know that despite getting on Medicare, that she also had to have a prescription drug plan. Okay. And so I was just wondering if maybe you've seen some other pain points or things similar that people are having with prescription drugs or similar type deals.
Yeah. It's not uncommon for people to call us. Either they're at the pharmacy at the counter or they've just left the pharmacy. Sometimes they've picked up their medication. Sometimes they haven't and say, they want me to pay, you know, X amount of dollars for this medication. What am I supposed to do? And there's a couple different answers. One is that maybe they have a deductible. And sometimes there's a $400 or $500 deductible that needs to be met. And then they meet that deductible, and then the next month, it's going to be a lot more reasonable, a lot more easy to handle. Another possibility is that the medication is not on what's called the formulary, or is not a covered medication on that plan, making it a higher price, much higher price than it would be if it was on a drug plan that actually had it on their formulary. And so we try to make sure that our clients have their medications on the formulary as much as possible and make sure that they're not going to have a big surprise like that. And the good news is, used to, you were sort of stuck if your medication was not on formulary and it was a higher price. In today's world, we can actually adjust some things and maybe get on a different plan that coming up the next month and get a much better price possibly. So there are definitely some pain points there, but we deal with those and we help people to make those pains go away best we can.
So then would it be a benefit to make sure that the clients update us regularly on any changes to medications then?
It would be. It would be. Even in the middle of the year, and, you know, there's a drug called Eliquis.
Yeah.
And a lot of our clients have gotten on Eliquis. It's become a popular, I think it's a drug, a blood thinner rather. And it's sort of a popular medication, but it is high priced. And sometimes even if you're on formulary, it can still be, you know, a high price. At that point, we can go to the manufacturer sometime and get maybe a discount, or there's some other potential avenues that we can go down to get that knocked down to a reasonable price. Maybe even sometimes to the point where we ask the doctor for an alternative prescription, if there is an alternative available.
Excellent. And you know, we were talking about another lady. She had been in and was on a popular brand, Plan G, that was costing quite a bit, but there were some alternatives. What would you say to somebody like that?
Well, there's Medicare supplements are what goes alongside of original Medicare and picks up what Medicare doesn't pay. And there's some people that say, oh, my favorite company, Medicare supplement, this is the best Medicare supplement there is. Or they will say, this is the company and I'll only go with this company. Maybe they had that company at their employer coverage and then they retire and they feel comfortable with it because they've been used to it in their working years. But what I tell people is that Medicare is sort of the engine and the supplement is the caboose. Medicare pays 80% and the supplement pays 20%. And if you you will get sent in the mail what's called an explanation of benefits. Now, a lot of times people throw those away and don't even look at them. But because there's no bill, it says, this is not a bill. And then your mind says, well, why am I even reading this? But if you will read that, you will find that it will tell you how much Medicare paid and how much your Medicare supplement paid. And you will be shocked to see how little that Medicare supplement actually pays. It's many times it is just an embarrassingly small amount. And sometimes it's many times it's less than the 20% that we see. And so if you're paying $100, $150, depending on your age, maybe $175 a month for that Medicare supplement, that can be a good deal, because if you do get some really big bills, that 20% can add up to be a significant amount. But I would say if you're paying $300, $350, $400 a month for your Medicare supplement, you are not getting a good deal in most cases. I've seen people come in and they have a high priced Medicare supplement with their favorite company. And what they don't know is that if I had a lawyer with me and he was looking at company A, company B, company C, looking at their Medicare supplements and their benefits and everything, that the lawyer could not tell those companies apart by their benefits. Their benefits are defined by law. It is black and white what your Medicare supplement has to pay. And some people will tell me, well, I went through surgery and my supplement paid really well, paid really good. Well, all of them would have paid really good. That's what they're supposed to do. They're meeting their obligations. And so it's sometimes it can be expensive to be really brand loyal. And the one that benefits most from that is not you. It's not the customer. It's the company.
Absolutely.
And so there are other companies that will pay identically to the company that you have, your favorite company, and will pay without a problem. Another way I compare it is, Jason, if your favorite gas station raised the price of gasoline to $10 a gallon and everybody else stayed at like $2.80, would you continue to buy gas from that gas station that was selling it for $10 a gallon?
No, sir.
Well, people will do that in the Medicare supplement world, because they, it's sort of out of fear. We talked about that verse, exactly. Spirit of fear. Like, I don't know about anything else, you know, but they'll continue to sacrifice every month and sometimes even go without some of the necessities of life so they can pay that high price Medicare supplement because it gives them a feeling of security versus maybe shopping it around and getting a better price. So I would say if you have brand loyalty, you're not the one benefiting from that. It's that company that's gladly taking your dollars to for you to pay a higher amount.
Yeah. You know, and we've been talking a lot in the office about MSAs.
Yeah. The my dad and I, we've talked quite a bit about the MSA, where you have zero premium per month, and you have an annual deposit of a couple of $1,000s. Then you have a deductible, and that has... this particular company, Lasso, that offers these plans, our office sold a significant percentage of all the plans that they so offered in the United States, right here in Southeast Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri. Our office was responsible for a significant amount of their business across the nation by percentage. And it has really helped a lot of people. It's a different way of looking at your coverage. And sometimes when people hear different, they say, oh no, I don't like different. But this is a good different. And you're paying zero premium. You don't have networks. You can go to any place that accepts Medicare. And it is... anytime you have a little transition, anytime you have a little bit of different, there's always some, oh, I'm not so sure about this, or this isn't working quite right. And there have been some minor bumps, but they really have been minor. We've had people that spent, I don't know how many days in the hospital, they've been on this plan. They've had no problems having their coverage taken care of. Sometimes there's maybe a doctor's office that is unfamiliar with it, and they say, "Hey, we're not going to take that." But there's ways of working around that we've discovered, and so it's been a significant help. It's brought a lot of dollars into our community. So I'm really excited about the plan. But I'd say if you have questions about the MSA, and you're wondering if it's right for you, give us a call. And we can talk more about it. There's no pressure whatsoever.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Charles Skank and Jason Owens. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday. And welcome back, everybody, to Ask the Expert with Skank Insurance. In studio, we have with us Charles Skank and Jason Owens. Of course, Charles is at the Independence office, and Jason is at the Coffeyville office. And we're continuing our discussion this morning with Charles and Jason.
So, Charles, we've had a lot of clients recently come in that are just turning 65 and or just leaving employer coverage. So what can those individuals expect, and you know, what do they need to do?
So this is another area where there's a lot of questions and a lot of uncertainty. Many people have been on employer coverage, they and their spouse, for 30, 40 years. And it's not uncommon for people to start working at a factory maybe at 18, and then they work there for 42 years, or some high number like that. And they've been on employer coverage. They've been happy. They've liked it. It hasn't been a problem. And don't disturb my nest type thinking. And then they see that this employer coverage is going to sunset. It's going to go away. And that they have to transition to Medicare. And we had a guy in this week, and he's on employer coverage, and he's just like, I'm just worried about Medicare. Is it as good as coverage? Is it, you know, can I put my weight on it? You know, can I have my put my confidence in it? And that's not uncommon to feel people to feel that way. And one of the questions is should I go to Medicare Part B? And I'm turning 65. I have an opportunity to get off employer coverage. One of the questions is, what about my spouse? She's maybe under 65. What is she going to do for coverage if I leave employer coverage? And sometimes the decisions can seem so many and so complicated that it's like a nest of wires that you're trying to untangle, that you just really, it's just a little overwhelming. And so what we help people do is put two columns side by side. One is the cost of Medicare coverage. One is the cost of their employer coverage. And if they're going to continue to work and they have the option to keep their employer coverage, we look at the cost to keep their employer coverage and the cost to keep to switch to transition to Medicare. And many times it's more economical to stay on employer coverage. The employer is kicking in and helping with those premiums. And so we frequently say you need to stay on employer coverage. But there are other times when you have some high-priced employer plans, maybe the employer isn't kicking in as much or whatever the situation may be, and it's going to cost significantly more for them to stay on employer coverage. Right. And at that point, we say, we would recommend you transition to Medicare, and we can get you coverage that will mirror your employer coverage. So it was sort of walk and talk, like the coverage that you've been used to all your working life, yet you're going to pay a significantly less money to move. And so we give a straight up answer, and it doesn't help us when we tell you to stay on employer coverage. It doesn't pay us anything to do that. But if it's in your best interest, we want you to know your options before you. Then you might be thinking, well, what if I do go on employer coverage and my wife loses her coverage from my work, or your spouse, wife, husband? And the answer there is we can get on an ACA or Obamacare or ACA marketplace coverage that frequently either costs a small amount or has a subsidy associated with it that makes leaving your employer coverage, going to Medicare and your spouse going to marketplace coverage, makes it an attractive option. Absolutely. And we've helped a lot of people have peace of mind of saying, you know what, this is what we need to do. I finally can feel good about retiring. I've not felt good about it until now. And we finally show them a way out, because there are a ton of people that are working today simply because they have to keep their health coverage. And I've seen people and their bodies are breaking down and they can't work like they used to. Maybe it's hot or maybe, you know, unfavorable conditions, and they're just having to work because they really don't want to face the tangled web that is their health coverage. And so I want to tell you, you're not stuck.
That's right.
There are options. And there are attractive options. We have hundreds of people on Medicare who are very happy with the quality of the coverage, that don't have a bad thing to say about their coverage compared to their employer coverage. And we can help mirror the other benefits, the vision, the dental, and things like that. So I would just say, face that, those questions. We can face them with you. And at the end of the day, you'll find they're not as daunting maybe as you feared.
Perfect. And, you know, for somebody that is just now turning 65 or just planning to retire, what kind of timeline do they have to get enrolled in Medicare?
So
if they're leaving,
yeah,
employer coverage.
Yeah. So if you're just turning 65 and, you know, Medicare is coming up, ready or not, whether you're employed or not, and you know that you're going to Medicare, I recommend talking to us really at your comfort level. I know that's not a great answer, but some people, they talk to us 12 months ahead of time, and that is their comfort level.
Absolutely.
And they would be scared to death if they waited until 6 months or even 3 months ahead of time to talk to us, because that is way too close for their comfort level.
Yeah.
Now, other people will come to us, and they, and it, last month was July, and they'll come to us at the last week of July and say, I'm turning 65 in August. What do I do? They've been pushing the snooze button for months. They notice they need something they need to take care of. Their mailboxes have been piling full of all kinds of paper, trying to get people to get their attention. People have been calling them and all kinds of things, and they just haven't done anything about it. And their comfort level, they're okay with waiting.
Right.
And so you can wait up until the last, if that's what your comfort level is, or you can come and talk to us a year ahead of time. We'll help you either way. But if you are leaving employer coverage, you're retiring, and you know you're leaving, you know, the beginning of October, end of September, this, you need to come and talk to us to get on top of what your next step is, whether you're turning 65 or whether you're turning, you know, just leaving your employer coverage at any age past 65. We can help you figure out what you need to do. I would recommend 2 months ahead of time. It'll just give you some less gray hair, or less gray hair than what you already have. Just don't want to push it too close. You just want to know what we've got to get your Part B started, if it hasn't been started already. And we can do that. Your employer has to sign off on it, and we send that into Social Security and help get that started. So we can help you.
Yeah, yeah. We've actually had several folks come in of late, and I've called in, got them started, set up on the process, and I'm seeing about a 2 week timeline from the time they come in until the time they get their Medicare card. Does that jive with what you're seeing?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And you'll even get the Medicare number sooner. The card arrives later, and we can call 1-800-MEDICARE, get the Medicare number. That way we can get you enrolled on the health plans that replace your employer coverage. So, and I've said this before, you do not want Medicare Part B while you have your employer coverage.
Right.
That's an unnecessary layer of coverage. You're going to be paying, you know, average rate's $148.50.
Right.
That's the normal rate. You're just going to be throwing $148 away every single month when you do that. So either stay on employer coverage and don't get Part B, or get off employer coverage and get Part B. And you don't want them both. I had somebody in a while back. They'd had Part B for 20 years. 20 years. They'd had, I think they'd had disability back in 1999, and got on Part B, have been paying these Part B premiums this whole time, and they've been on employer coverage this whole time. So wow. That's an extreme case, but they could have saved, that's a significant amount of money that they could have been putting away for other things. So, and it didn't get them any extra benefits.
Right.
And so there's just a lot of things to watch out for to help you watch your dollars and to get the best coverage.
So what, I guess what should a client do, or any of our listeners do, to go ahead and sit down and talk with one of us?
So if they're trying to decide whether they should stay on employer coverage, they know they're going to continue to work or to go to Medicare, just call our office. Here in Coffeyville, it's 620-236-6930, 236-6930. Or you can call Independence at 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. You can come to our office, 802 West 8th Street here in Coffeyville. That's where the Kansas Teachers Credit Union used to be. It's right across from the community health clinic there. Or you can come to Independence, to our office at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right in the Newton's True Value, same building as that. Come in and talk to us. Call, set up an appointment, and we can go walk you through what that will look like for you. And no pressure, no obligation. We have a lot of people that say, you know what, I need to really think about this. And that's perfectly fine.
And what's that consultation typically cost, Charles?
The big price of zero.
Zero. That's a price I can get behind.
There is no charge. Had somebody come in this week, you know, how do I pay you? Well, it doesn't cost anything for our services. And doesn't cost anything to call the 1-800 number. But, and you know, the 800, the ads on TV that you see. But it's going to cost you down the road if you want service a lot of times, because it's going to cost you pain because they're not there. There's no address that you can go to, no door you can go and walk in and talk to somebody. You're going to call them back, and who knows who's going to talk to you. And so we specialize in offering one-on-one Medicare help, and that's tailored to your circumstances.
Excellent. So
call us, come in and see us. If you come in, you might have to wait for a little while if somebody's ahead of you. If you call, hopefully you can come right in at your time and get in your slot. But our greatest desire is to help people.
Absolutely.
And to make their lives a little more certain and a little more feel they can rest a little easier at night, that they can know that they're in good hands.
Well, and I think it's taking away that fear.
Yeah.
And replacing it with a little bit of power, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good point.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. Again, this has been Ask the Experts with Charles Skank and Jason Owens. Again, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you guys again next Friday.